The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with co-host Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Very good today.
You're my co-host. You're my husband. You're our sign man. You're a fellow realtor. What else do you do?
Assistant to the broker.
Yes.
Yes, I am.
Yes, very much so. Thank you for all that you do.
Oh, you're welcome.
I couldn't do it without you.
Yes,
you're
my,
Yes, no, I couldn't. I know. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30, where we review numerous real estate topics. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been guiding, assisting, and advising clients for over 40 years during the week.
Feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724.
View our listings or search the MLS listings or listen to archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com. That's jruddy.com. Remember to like us on Facebook at Century 21 Jack Ruddy. Okay, for the second week in a row, we have Michelle McCormack, the Loan Queen, mortgage consultant with M&T Bank. Good morning.
Good morning, all. Thanks for joining in with us today.
Last week, we talked about your fabulous, wonderful, great program.
Getting Started.
Getting Started. That's a great product out there, and I hope many people call you for more information or take advantage of it. This week, I thought we'd focus our discussion on what challenges do you see occurring in the mortgage industry these days?
Well, you hear a lot about people's perceptions that getting a mortgage is a horror story, and that it's painful and it's time consuming. And a lot of it is truly lack of preparedness on their part. Okay, let me be perfectly honest with you. You find out you're expecting, you don't have a baby for a good 9 months. There's a reason for that. If you found out you were expecting and had a baby a week from now, you'd lose your ever-loving mind. Okay, the good Lord knows you need time to prepare. Frankly, you should take the same time to prepare to get ready for home ownership as you do with all the important things in your life, such as planning for a wedding, planning for a baby. Let's plan on getting a home.
So what do you do to plan? What are the first steps?
Well, I think the first step is getting an idea of where you stand credit-wise. Okay, you are entitled to a copy of your free credit report from each of the credit reporting agencies once per year. Okay, and you can go on to, it's called Experian, E-X-P-E-R-I-A-N. There's TransUnion, T-R-A-N-S, UNION, and then there's Equifax, EQUIFAX. You are entitled to a free copy of your credit report from them on an annual basis. They will send you a copy of the report that they have on you on file. It's important to review that report, number one, to make sure that there are no errors on your credit report, because a lot of times there's errors and you don't want that to destroy the process of getting a home for you.
Right, you can correct those errors.
Absolutely.
You had an error.
Yeah, my dad and me, we have the same name, and he had his credit cards were on my credit report.
Yes, that does happen. So those of you that are planning on naming a child after you, well, that's wonderful. Just make sure you use the junior, okay? Always classify yourself as a junior or a senior, so that does not happen in the future.
Very good advice. Okay, so a lot of times at our real estate office, Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, people call us to look at homes. A lot of times, I'll have to say, 9 out of 10 callers, when we ask if they've been pre-approved, we're usually told no. Can I just look at the house first?
Yeah, my credit's good. My credit's good, right? That's what everybody says.
But if they really wanted to go about this the correct way, I'm with you. I think getting pre-approved, starting to talk to somebody, a mortgage consultant like yourself, checking the credit scores out to make sure that everything is supposed to be the way it says, I think that's initially the first step to make.
Absolutely. And I liken it to going car shopping. I would love a Mercedes S-Class series. Absolutely.
Well, I think you'd look very good in that.
I know I would. My brother owns one. I get to ride in the back seat and I don't get to drive it. However, I also know that I can't afford the darn thing. So there is no point in me going test driving something that I can't afford, because everything in my range, then nothing's going to compare. So we don't want people to get excited about something that they can't have. We would rather have them look at things that are within their comfort range. And I can't stress that enough, comfort range. I mean, frankly, the banks and the lending guidelines will allow you to borrow maybe more than you should be based on your family considerations. You know, there's things that you have to take into account when determining what your comfort range is. And again, that's going to differ for each individual family. I can't stress that enough. And that's what I like to talk to my clients about is, well, what are some of the things that you like to do? Do you have children, for instance? Do they take dance? Do they take karate, gymnastics? All those things have to be taken into consideration as part of your monthly outlay of cash, because they're expensive. You have kids. You know what it's like.
And vacations, mm-hmm. and eating out.
That's right.
And those things matter.
The best thing I make for dinner is reservations. Now, other people like to cook. They don't mind eating at home. So that's going to be a personal choice, but something that they have to take into consideration for themselves. And that's not something that any banker can sit down and determine how much money they need to have left over at the end of the month so they can go out and eat.
Well, the mortgage payment and the interest is one thing, but then you add on the yearly taxes, what it boils down to monthly, the insurance, the utilities.
That's right.
It takes a lot to run a home, a house, and to do it right. Roof goes, you need to repair it, replace it, furnace, so on and so forth. So it's nice to have a little cushion on the side. Four items that, you know, water heaters and things like that.
That's
faucets.
Right. The boiler only always goes the coldest day of the winter, and you have to get it done immediately.
Well, and I do suggest, and I will say this to all people that are buying a home, I wouldn't buy a car without a warranty. And I know home warranties are available today. I would seriously consider buying a home warranty if I were going to be purchasing a home today, is I do know that they cover some of the major issues that could go wrong with the house, such as the water heater or the heating system or the appliances. To me, it's a worthwhile investment.
Right. In Century 21, Jack Ruddy, we do offer home warranties. We do have them available. If a seller wants to market their home, including that home warranty, that can. That's an extra tool. They can offer the home warranty, or the buyer could purchase it as well.
It's worth the peace of mind, in my opinion. Again, would you drive a car off the lot knowing that you can't take it back if something breaks the week after, you know, you buy it?
Mm-hmm.
I definitely want the warranty.
Good advice. So, you know, last week we established in our discussion that banks are lending, money's out there, and if there's a lot of different programs available, there's the Federal Housing Administration, the Veterans Administration, the Rural Housing, PHFA, Your Getting Started program. I know the city of Scranton has an OECD first-time home buyers program available. There's a lot of product and programs available out there for consumers to consider before they purchase that house. But they can get pre-approved. Part of the pre-approval process is sitting down with someone such as yourself. It doesn't cost anything, but to do it in advance of looking at homes is well worth it.
Absolutely. I think that, again, trying to give yourself enough time to properly plan is the key to success here. Okay, I've suggested that you look at your credit report to make sure that there's no errors. The other thing that you want to do is speak with the lender about having a credit report run on yourself to see what your score is, okay? Because your interest rates and your down payment programs and so forth are all going to be based on your credit score. And there's very specific minimum credit scores for the different programs out there. Most lenders right now, and I say most because not all, I mean, we do have several different ways to put together a loan for people, but it seems that 620 to 640 seems to be the magic number. And if your credit score is under that, you're going to need some work. So it's important to find out what are some of the things that you can do over the next few months that are going to raise your credit score. Is that, that's extremely important.
So somebody that has, say, a 580, a 590 is not a lost cause. But if they sit down with you and they can do some things different, budget differently, spend differently, and pay off things, they can, say, 6 months to a year from now, be in a better position to purchase a home.
There is absolutely no one that is any more than 4 years away from owning a home, even if you've had a foreclosure, okay? If 4 years, if you plan correctly, you can be a homeowner, or you can be a homeowner again, even if you've had a foreclosure in the past. Again, it's just a matter of planning and being responsible with making sure that the debts that you do have, you're paying them on a timely basis. I can't stress that enough. Frankly, lenders don't want to chase you down for their money. They don't want to have to call you on a monthly basis and say,
where is
it? Are you going to play today?
Right.
They want to make sure that, you know, you're paying your bills on time. That's a very important thing.
Very good. We're headed towards a break. We'll come back and talk some more with Michelle McCormack, who is a mortgage consultant with M&T Bank, after the break. Before we go, Pat, would you review a listing, please?
Yes, we have a good deal on a three-bedroom, two-bath home located at 901 Music Road in Old Forge on almost a half-acre corner lot for $80,000. The lot size for this home is 125 feet by 150 feet. It has a two-car detached garage. It has hardwood floors and natural woodwork. The one bathroom was recently redone. It has pocket doors, a 200-amp electrical service, and new wiring. It also has a covered front porch, stained glass window, and natural gas heat. So if you're looking in Old Forge, give us a call about this three-bedroom, two-bath home on a large corner lot at 901 Music Road for $80,000. And that is listed by Jason Thomas of our office.
Thank you, Pat. And the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors multi-list statistics for Lackawanna, Luzerne, Pike, Wayne, and Wyoming counties. I have the latest financing type that was used for purchasing properties for single-family dwellings. Cash comprised 29% of the closings in the last 30 days. 44% were financed conventionally. That's a conventional loan with a bank. 40% were FHA loans. That's a Federal Housing Administration loans. And 5% were VA, Veterans Administration loans. And again, that was for a 30-day period, single-family homes. It was several months ago, just not too long ago, that cash and conventional were dead even. And now that's shifting.
I had two closings this month. One was conventional, one was FHA.
Okay. The cash is, it's decreasing. It's not as, much out there as the conventional loans, and even the FHA loans are increasing. And I'm wondering if that data has to do with people wanting to close their FHA loans before those changes take effect.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's why you had more people, you know, they're willing to say, okay, let's do it now. I was thinking maybe the summer, but they decide to go into the spring.
Act now.
A little bit earlier.
All right. Stay with the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM. The Talker. We'll be back after a very brief break.
Does your home represent the person you are today, or does it represent the person you were 30 years ago? Now is the time to buy a home that fits your present needs. No three-car garage or backyard putting green, or maybe you just want the simple things. A private den where you can get some work done, or a finished bar where you and your friends can enjoy a few laughs. Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate will work with you to find the one neighborhood, the one community that gives you the best value for the next 30 years. Whether it's time to move up or you are simplifying your life but don't want to sacrifice comfort, call Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate, 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate will guide you from homepage to home while living up to the promise of the gold standard.
Hi, this is Jackie Reddy from Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jruddy.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm here with Pat Devaney, my husband and co-host and fellow realtor.
Good morning, Jackie.
I'm Jackie Ruddy, owner.
Yes, you are.
All right.
That means you get all the headaches, right?
Yes,
everything
do.
Goes to the top.
Broker, owner of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate.
Head problem solver.
There you go. I put out fires. Didn't you do that once?
Yes, I did.
My fires are different, though.
Yes, they are.
Yes, lots different. And we have a special guest for the second week in a row, Michelle McCormack, mortgage consultant with M&T Bank. Good morning.
How are you?
You put out fires too.
Every day.
Every day.
You know, we're all fire people here.
Yes, we are, in one way or another. Before the break, we were talking about the importance of people preparing for purchasing a home. It's a must and a should, but a lot of people don't do that. You know, one of the things I thought I'd ask you about is, what do you see people doing in the middle of a transaction that they shouldn't be doing?
Oh, yes. Please write this down. You know, things not to do. Number one, don't quit your job. Okay, we've had it happen. I think all of us have. The lender does call your employer within a day or two prior to closing to make sure you're still working there. So if you're thinking of quitting, we don't care what you do the day after closing, okay? I mean, here's the deal. Do not quit your job. Don't give notice. Don't even look at your boss the wrong way, you know, to give them any indication you may be leaving. That's a big one. Another thing that people like to do when they get pre-approved is, like, I've got great credit. Let's go out and look at cars.
Bad idea.
Yeah, they don't realize that...
Well, looking is one thing, but buying is another.
Yeah.
Buying a brand new car, even a used car, will throw the ratios, the debt-to-income ratios off.
Buying anything, okay?
Appliances,
yes. It can negatively impact your transaction. I kid you not. Lenders pull a credit report right before closing to make sure that you haven't incurred any new debt. Okay, if you have, then they're going to want proof, okay, what you've incurred, what the monthly payment is, and frankly, your loan was approved with X amount of dollars in debt. If you take on any new debt, this can truly derail a transaction. We've seen it happen. I mean, it does. They go out and they buy a new car, or they go to a furniture store and says, well, I've got 36 months no payments. However, that's still a new debt. So you know what? We have to calculate a minimum payment. That's important. People don't realize that.
Right. Especially if it's 36 months, 0%.
Yeah, absolutely. Because they figure, well, I'll pay it off at the end of 3 years. We all know that usually doesn't happen. And the intentions are wonderful. However, you know, life happens to us along the way. And somehow we end up having to finance it over the next 10 years for that furniture. Another thing is student loans, especially if you've recently gotten out of school or you're just getting out of school and your student loans are deferred a while. Well, we're going to need to know what those payments are. So that's important to take that into consideration. Yes, you may not be paying it now. You may be in grad school, but eventually you're going to have to start making those payments. So those are part of the things that we take into consideration.
Okay, so you see this happening, and it does fall apart when people quit their job or go out and buy things, cars, furniture, appliances, and they're racking up their credit or opening new credit.
Opening new credit, and that's why when you're applying for a loan today, a lender will look at your credit report to see how many inquiries you have on your credit report. And an inquiry is when another agency or store or company is looking into your credit profile. We need to find out if you have or have not received any new credit as a result of those inquiries. So they're going to be digging deeper to see, you know, if you've incurred any new debt that's not quite showing up yet on your credit report.
How many times at the first half of the show we talked about you gave good advice by telling people they can go and get a free credit report by going to Experian, TransUnion, and
Equifax.
Okay. Right. How many times a lot of people say, "Oh, I just pulled this credit report. I can't go get pre-approved because I don't want someone to pull my credit again because that's a bad thing."
If you get your own credit report, that's fine. That's not going to impact your credit score. If you contact one or two different mortgage lenders in a two-week time span, it is not going to impact your credit score. However, every credit reporting agency has things coded. There is a mortgage credit report. There is a credit code for an auto loan company, a store card, and so forth. So if you're contacting different companies for different types of credit, all those things can negatively impact your credit score. You want to keep that score as high as you possibly can so you can get the best rates possible. We don't want to ding somebody because their score was not the best, and it's important.
So what can people do to bring up their score that might have something, their score might be just under that number that we need to be at, that 620 to 640, they're slightly under. What can they do, Michelle, to bring that score up?
Well, assuming that they're paying their debts on time, but they can't figure out, you know, what it is that's keeping their score down. One of the main things that people are not aware of is the percentage of balanced income limits. Let's say, for instance, that you have a MasterCard, a Visa, and a Discover, and each one has a limit of $2,000. And you owe $1,500 to $2,000 on each one. But you're not over your max. You know, you're within it and you can comfortably afford the payments. In order to keep your credit score as high as possible, your limits, your debt balances should never exceed 50% of your limits on any revolving credit card debt. So if you've got a limit of $1,000, make sure that your balances do not exceed $500. If it gets over $500, pay that down to get, again, within 50% of any credit limits that you may have. That's important because it appears to a lender, just by the algorithms used with the credit scoring models, that you're maxed out. Okay, you may not be. You may keep your credit limits low so you don't take on too much debt. However, again, do not charge more than 50% of your limit at any one time. That's important.
That is very important.
Your credit score is also based on the age you have accounts. So the longer you have an account open, the better off you're going to be. So please don't close accounts that you haven't used in a while, because it's not going to hurt you by having that account open.
It okay? could be negative if you close it, correct?
Absolutely. If you start closing accounts and then opening up one new account, anytime you open up a new account, your credit score is going to take a ding for a little while. It takes about 90 days for your credit score to start to come back up once you've incurred new debt, because again, it is a new debt.
Okay, you mentioned paying on time is very important. How about paying early? And how about paying more than the minimum due? Does that help at all?
No.
No?
No. I mean, it helps you personally, okay? It's not going to help your credit score. What they look at is, what is the minimum payment due? Was it paid on a timely basis? All right? Another important thing is, for somebody that's just building credit, one of the triggers, if you will, in today's lending environment that we're in is what's called a thin credit profile. A lender, when they look at your credit, want to make sure that you have at least three open pieces of credit for at least a 12-month time span that they can see actual payments being made over the last 12 months, and at least three pieces of credit, whether it's a personal loan and two credit cards or two personal loans and a credit card, they are looking for that three. If you don't have that three, you have what's called a thin credit profile. And then we have to start building, okay, what's called an alternative credit profile. And that's by showing you have the ability to pay any rent that you have on time and any utility bills. So that's important.
Okay, you mentioned rent. People that pay rent that want to own a home at some point, but they pay in cash every month. What do you tell those people?
Cash, unfortunately, this is not one of the times that you want to deal with cash when you're planning on getting a home in the near future. Okay, you've got to start developing that paper trail on yourself. I hate to say it, but in the lending environment that we're in, it's very intensive in that they want a lot of documentation. They want to make sure that you have the availability of making a housing payment on time. So if you pay cash by cash or you pay by money orders, there's no way for a lender to verify that that money is truly coming from your own account. So start paying that by check. Okay, that's extremely important. Your utility bill is the same way. Because again, if you have a thin credit profile, a lender is going to want to make sure that you're not biting off more than you can chew and you have the availability. You can show that you're making these payments on time and it's coming from your account to pay these items.
Okay, mom and dad want to give a gift and $7,000 just appears in their checking account. How does that affect things when they go for a loan, a mortgage?
Well, and that's another thing that, you know, when you hear the horror stories about things falling apart at the last minute, when lenders look today at your credit profile, and I swear they use a magnifying glass, so that's important, and they have to, because it's all about risk management today, and unfortunately, the sins of the past few years caught up with a lot of banks to the point where the entire country is hurting because of the housing crisis that we went through. So when they look to see what kind of deposits are made to your account. If there's any non-payroll deposits and, you know, a few $1,000 or even a few $100, depending on the lender, okay, the underwriter can ask where you got that money and they'll want proof. So please don't put cash in your bank. It's unfortunate, but cash, unfortunately, today is not an acceptable form of down payment or closing costs. And the reason for that is we can't prove that it's not borrowed funds and we can't prove that it's not money laundering. We've been put in that position today because of the Dodd-Frank Act that we have to verify so much more information today.
Right. Well, we've had 2 weeks of fabulous discussion with you. You have so much information because of how long you've been doing this, 26 years, and you've seen it all, I am sure. Interest rates low, interest rates high, interest rates in the middle, and all these different types of programs. Your experience, and how would someone get in touch with you, please?
My cell is 570-498-5789. You can also reach me via email at M McCormack, that's MMCCORMACK at MTB.com. You can also call Jack Ready Real Estate and they'll be happy to put you in touch with me after they talk to you and find out how you can help them attain home ownership for your own.
Thank you, Michelle. Michelle McCormack.
Mortgage Queen.
Loan Queen.
Loan Queen. Oh, the Loan Queen.
There you go.
Mortgage Consultant with M&T Bank. Thanks again, Michelle.
Pat, hey, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Would you like to review a listing?
Yes,
please?
We have a very nice traditional two-story home in Scranton with 3 bedrooms and 1 bath and a 1-car garage for $112,000. This home has many updates. It has beautiful hardwood floors with natural woodwork. It also has a decorative fireplace with built-ins around it in the living room. It has a stained glass window, updated kitchen with Corian countertops and a nice skylight in the kitchen. A very large main bath with a walk-in shower, a walk-up attic that is unfinished, and it's perfect for storage. The basement is a walk-out basement to a patio area under the heated sunroom. It's very nice. So if you're looking for a beautiful 3-bedroom, 1-bath home, take a look at 1148 West Elm Street in Scranton for $112,000. And that is listed by, who is that listed by? Jackie Ruddy.
Jackie Ruddy.
Oh, Jackie Ruddy of our office.
Yes, thank you, Pat. And remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable, hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.